Hey everyone, welcome back to Tea Spill with Tony. I can't believe that I'm actually rolling out these new episodes so back to back because my last episode was 3 days ago and I don't know, it's like I have nothing else to do and I actually like putting out podcasts. So I highly recommend you all leave a review or request or anything on Apple Podcasts, because I really want to hear your feedback, you know, what you all think about the podcast so far, and yeah, so far one person has rated, so if you're that one person, thank you so much. That is, it actually made, like, I smiled for a minute, and I was like, oh, you know what, this is fucking finally, you know? And yeah, so this episode is going to be different. You know, having talked about Jeffree Star and all the YouTube drama for the past, I don't know, few days, weeks, you know, in my previous episodes, I wanted to give that a break and I'll revisit that because obviously, you know, YouTube drama never ends and Jeffree drama just is always going to happen. I will be revisiting that, you know, in my next podcast or, you know, any upcoming podcast. So yeah, this episode, like I said, is gonna be different. I highly suggest you continue listening because this is something that I have been aware about for a few years, and it has to do with the whole Pizzagate topic, which I think was a issue that happened in DC. And it has to do with very dark, scandals and gossip surrounding this pizza place. I think it was called Comet Ping Pong. And the whole reason why I'm even bringing this up is because there is a documentary that I just watched on YouTube, and apparently YouTube isn't putting it on trending, isn't even mentioning it. It isn't coming up in the search engine that YouTube has. And it's called Out of the Shadows Official. And let me tell you, the only reason why I found this documentary, it's an hour and 17 minutes long. I watched the entire thing. And the only reason I found it was because I was watching this comedy sketch of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton back from a few years ago when Trump was, you know, running to become president. And I saw someone link it and I'm like, what? I'm just gonna, you know, click on the link and see what it's about. And it was a link to this documentary that has now 11.4 million views. And let me tell you, this, the topic of the documentary, I'm just going to read you the description. The Out of the Shadows documentary lifts the mask on how the mainstream media and Hollywood manipulate and control the masses by spreading propaganda throughout their content. Our goal is to wake up the general public by shedding light on how we all have been lied to and brainwashed by a hidden enemy with a sinister agenda. This project is the result of 2 years of blood, sweat, and tears by a team of woke professionals. It's been independently produced and funded and is available on many different platforms for free for anyone to watch. Now, this documentary, I watched it on YouTube, and If you can find it, I highly suggest you watch it. It doesn't have any ads on it, so maybe it is true that it's free and they're not making any profit from it, but continuing the description, Patriots made this documentary with the sole purpose of getting the truth out there. If you like the documentary, please share this video. And if you guys want, if you can't find it on YouTube, I'm just gonna say it. You can probably watch it on their website. It's outofshadows.org. And hold on. Let me get a little bit more comfortable because this is a lot of stuff. And like I said, a lot of the stuff that was in this documentary isn't new to me. I mean, having lived in LA for about 2-ish years back in 2015 and 2016, and I was, actively trying to be part of the entertainment industry, sending out, headshots and cover letters to, and resumes. Yeah, headshot, cover letter, and resume to agencies. And just feeling the energy of being out in LA, it was very, I don't know, it just doesn't feel real. And by the way, I like LA. I mean, I've was born and raised here in California. And I just like California. I am a Democrat. I'm a liberal, and so I'm very progressive. I like to move forward, not move back, and I am accepting of pretty much anyone and everyone, and treating people respectfully and being respected and just, all of that. So that being said, I have known about some of the material in this documentary. Some things that I want to point out from it, is that in the documentary, I noticed that they did a little piece on Playboy and the Playboy Mansion and how parties used to go on there before Hugh Hefner died. And I'm very aware about the history of the Playboy Mansion. Now, I never went to any of the parties, any event that was there. I guess I was drawn to it because I thought the property was so beautiful, and I've driven by it several times back when I lived in LA. And so I noticed that in the documentary they were mentioning how it has some connection to how Hollywood is run. And I know Hugh Hefner paid to have the Hollywood sign restored. I think he restored the letter Y back in the day. And so one thing that I want to mention is that in those parties that Hugh Hefner, I'm just gonna call him Hef because that's what he went by most times, is Hef. A lot of people would be at these parties. Like, I'm trying to remember, Paris Hilton used to go there all the time. Who else? Who else? Who else? Who else? They used to host charity events, and who else? I think there's like a picture of Will Smith who went there a few times. And they invited some musical artists, musicians to film music videos there. But one thing that stuck out to me in some videos that I've seen from the past of the Playboy Mansion is that Donald Trump used to go there with Ivanka to a party that was called Midsummer Night's Dream. And this was a huge party that they would always have, I think in August every year at the mansion before Hef passed away. And so I just want people to understand that, I mean, you all know how I feel about Donald, Trump. I've said this so many times. I'm not for how he is president. I'm not for how he has run the country. I have obviously accepted the fact that he's president and he's now going on, what, 4 years, and there's a possibility of him being reelected depending on how that all plays out. So I'm not like here sitting on my ass being like, just always hating Trump, because I don't think Trump is, well, I don't know. See? It's like I can't sit here and say that I know who Trump is, because I obviously don't. I just think that he lacks intelligence. He is shady, and there's a lot of stuff that hasn't been acknowledged. And people have been pointing fingers at Hillary Clinton, which has also been brought up in this documentary, and how she was part of the whole drama with Pizzagate and the Comet ping pong and this John Podesta shady looking man. And so, I'm like in the worst uncomfortable position right now, so I'm probably breathing really awkwardly. Mind you, it's 4:41 in the morning, and I'm trying to not yell while recording. And I'm saying a lot, so that's happening. What else can I say about this? Hillary being part of all of this and this ring of child A, B, U, S, E, etc., and all these parties with just, I honestly encourage you guys to just watch this documentary so you guys can know why I'm kind of uncomfortable just talking about this. I mean, obviously, it's something that needs to be said, and I've never made a YouTube video about this. And I don't think many people have or are going to. I don't know. But it like really surprised me seeing the fact that this documentary has 11 million plus views, and it's been posted for 3 weeks with 316,000 likes. And it's like I only found it because of the link that someone posted. Mind you, the only like other people have said in the comments that they had to, like, even if they try to search for it, it doesn't, show up in the results. Like, is it really shocking? I don't know. I guess it just, I'm not really shocked when it comes to things like this, because I don't know. I'm not gonna sit here and say that Hillary Clinton, even though I'm a Democrat, a liberal, that she should have been, president. Because I think with most politicians, the possibility of having secrets and having, I hate saying this word, having an agenda is a high possibility. So, and by the way, I did not vote for Trump or Hillary. My original plan at the time, and I mean, mind you, when Trump was running, I was living in LA. Like, it was probably like the hot topic at the moment back in 2016. So I was out there and I was going to school out in Pasadena, and I was seeing that there were these tables to register to vote for the upcoming election, and my stupid ass just didn't. I didn't even register. I was just so, I don't know why I didn't take it seriously. And back then, Bernie Sanders was like the hot person to vote for my age group, I guess. And, you know, obviously, I forget what happened. I don't know if Bernie just dropped off the ballot. And it was just Hillary and Trump. But, you know, I voted in the midterm election, this last one, and the other voting thing for the, I don't know, I have, see, this is, like, I'm not, like, super into or super educated in the whole political landscape, so I don't even know how this all works when it comes to, like, the primaries and whatever. But I did vote for Bernie in the last voting event that we just had back in, I don't know, in February or January. I have no idea. And now Bernie isn't even in the running. So, yeah, I just want people to understand that I'm not like this huge Democrat that wanted Hillary to be the one to be president. But at the same time, I'm not super, you know, happy with the way that Trump's been running it either. And I can't sit here and say that Trump isn't evil, because we don't know. Like I said in my last podcast, to be that rich and famous and quote-unquote successful, you have to have done some really evil, shady crap to get to where you are. And that can be said for most millionaires, billionaires, whatever. And Hillary too. Like, I don't know. This is why I felt like it was necessary to bring this up on my podcast. And the reason why I am not new to this type of documentary work is because there's another one that I watched years ago, maybe when I was out in LA or after that, but the other one is called An Open Secret. I believe it came out in 2015, and the trailer is on YouTube. It's 2 minutes. It's by Video Detective, and it was posted 4 years ago, and has 161,000 views. I think it was that one. I'm pretty sure it is. And that one is more about the stories of a few aspiring young actors who went to these parties with a bunch of shady directors and producers and all these, people working behind the scenes on, Hollywood sets. And see, like, it just doesn't shock me. And I'm not obviously anti-Hollywood because I still really like the whole energy of LA, and I still like the glamorous side to Hollywood and all of it. But I am aware that stuff like this, the percentage of it actually being true and happening, is pretty high. But I guess people aren't aware of it because it's just like the dirty little secret that is just so hidden away. And I don't know. I don't know how else to phrase it. And so yeah, An Open Secret, I watched it a few years ago, and it was really sad. I mean, it's about kids being in the industry and wanting to be young actors and being part of these really successful shows on popular networks like Disney and ABC and, I don't know, Freeform. Now it's Freeform. Back then it was ABC Family. And I've always been side-eyeing parents who are so forceful to want to put their kids on set, with an agency and start filming and having all these adults like around the set. Like, you just don't fucking know what the hell is gonna happen if they suddenly don't want you, the parent, to be on set. Like, it just makes me, like, I don't know, just feel so gross and disgusted with the idea of something like that happening. And so, I don't know, I'm very, like, torn with what my final thoughts are on all of this because I don't support any of that type of activity. But it really makes you think about, what is the next step in all of this? Because, I mean, at the moment, we're dealing with this coronavirus, obviously. But we're still so divided when it comes to left and right politics. And I don't know, maybe that's it. Maybe we're supposed to be divided in order to be distracted when it comes to something like this. And that is really, uncomfortable to realize. It's like I think it was the owner of Comet Ping Pong or John Podesta. I think it was the owner of Comet. I don't know. One of those two guys had like all these pictures of kids on Instagram. And you could also find the Instagram for Comet Ping Pong Pizzeria. And then how, again, how does a business like that continue to exist with this scandal called Pizzagate? Like, how do you continue to run a business with something that nasty of a reputation? I don't even understand. Like, I've done some of the research before, and I've read some reviews on Yelp about Comet Ping Pong, and it's all so fucking ridiculous. And see, this is just a huge question mark to me. And even in this documentary, Out of Shadows, they brought up how they mentioned how Katy Perry, at one point, and I've watched the documentary that Katy Perry put out. I forget the name of it. I think it was something about her being part of. Let me see if I can find it right now, because let's see, Katy Perry documentary. Part of Me. I think it was Part of Me. Yeah, Katy Perry, Part of Me. It came out in 2012. Wow, and right above that is an interview that she did that says Katy Perry talks growing up Christian and suicidal thoughts by the therapist on the Noisy YouTube channel. And I'm probably gonna watch that right after I record this. But yeah, in the Part of Me 2012 documentary, I noticed that, they went into, I think, the background of how she started in Santa Barbara, I think, and she was Christian and she was doing all this music and it wasn't really going anywhere. And in order for all of these celebrities to become super famous to the point of a Katy Perry or I don't know, a Justin Bieber, you have to obey what they, quote unquote, they want you to do. And yeah, I guess this ties into the whole Illuminati stuff and conspiracies, which, Shane Dawson doesn't know anything about fucking conspiracies. If anything, him and Jeffree Star are both, they both are somewhat a part of whatever all this is. Because Shane Dawson, from what I remember, he is part of a talent agency in LA. He's part of one of the top five that's out there. So I don't know what his current agency thinks about his conspiracy videos. I don't know, maybe this is why it's turned more into documentaries of other YouTubers, but there's something that is pretty off about, being that successful and still trying to be relatable. And Jeffree Star, like I said, he's still fucking trash, just fucking human trash. But with Katy Perry, they talked about how in her early beginning, she was just wholesome and she was just wanting to, I don't know, fit in. And then suddenly she is getting more airplay on stations and interviews and magazine covers, ad campaigns. And years go by and she's suddenly probably one of the top musicians, along with Taylor Swift and Beyonce and now Ariana Grande. It's like, you don't just get all that for free. Something, you had to do something to be on that level of success. It's like the music video for Katy Perry's Dark Horse. It's like all that symbolism, when that music video came out, it's like, even then, I was aware of how much symbolism, and it, you know, it wasn't just this cutesy video about Egypt. Like, there was a lot going on there. It's super different to say Roar, her music video for Roar. That one was more, you know, lighthearted and whatever, whatever, whatever. But you compare it to Dark Horse and you're just like, oh my gosh. And speaking of music videos, Justin Bieber's Yummy music video is super, like, there is definitely something going on there, because I've seen and read some stuff on YouTube saying that his Yummy music video is definitely tied into talking about Pizzagate or getting that conversation started, because it just, I don't know, I encourage you guys to really look into that also. Like, especially at the very end of the music video, there's like this piece of cake that was eaten, and like right below the cake is a picture of Justin when he was young. Now, what the actual fuck? And during the music video, it's like all this like really nasty food, and it's meant to look appetizing, but it's not. You have all these weird characters of people that are in the music video, and they just, some of them even look like some of the accused of the, I guess, of being participants in all of that. And even in the music video, you notice that Justin's jaw and eyes start moving or becoming larger and kind of looking like you're on a bad drug-induced trip. And people have said that that was linked to people who are put under certain drugs to be manipulated. So, I can't possibly obviously cover all of this in one podcast, but it definitely seems like there is just stuff going on. Trying to think of what else to bring up. You know, Lady Gaga, for one, she started off, and I remember Lady Gaga did an interview with Howard Stern. She did like two. And back when she was starting and becoming popular back in 09, I mean, her stuff, her music videos definitely had a story to tell and were very symbolized, and there was definitely something there that was underlying. But suddenly I remember she had like a story that she was raped and something happened. She was being abused and she didn't like the industry anymore, and maybe that's why she switched out of music to something else. And that she had this abuser who was really high up in the music industry, and suddenly she just never brought it up again. And with Kesha, she also had some issue with a music executive. So, like, even to this day, I remember that Kesha story also, and I don't know what happened, like what the outcome of it was. This is really disturbing. And yeah, I don't even know why I thought this was a topic that I would bring up on my podcast, but it just, I don't know. I want you all to look into it and take what you want from it, because I don't know. I haven't made my final decision about what my opinion is. Is this true? Is it half true? Is it false? Is it like this whole ridiculous story? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that points in the direction of it not being false. Again, I'm just going to give you guys the website link to it. It is outofshadows.org. And by the way, I'm not related to any of this. I'm not part of the team who made this documentary happen. I'm not being paid to promote it or mention it on my podcast. There is no type of connection. I just thought that, I just watched this. I just finished watching it about an hour or so ago. And I mean, God, 11.4 million views posted 3 weeks ago. And everyone's talking about some stupid Netflix documentary when something like this is that popular? Like, what the hell? Like, what the hell is happening? And YouTube isn't putting it on its trending pages or promoting it. Like, no news networks are bringing it up. And why would they? I mean, they're talking about Corona, but at the same time, this isn't even being mentioned at all. Like that whole Pizzagate stuff, that should have never just gone away. Like that should have definitely been exposed and brought up even more. Even with Trump as president, like that doesn't concern any of you either? You think Trump is is just like an innocent bystander in all this, having gone to the Playboy Mansion with Ivanka? This is why I'm saying we should, like, left and right, Democrat, liberal, Republican, conservative, like, we shouldn't even be this divided. So, I am not pointing any fingers at, you know, one person in particular, but, you know, Hillary isn't some sort of angel in all of this, obviously. I mean, I know that the whole scandal was, you know, talking about her emails and bringing them up. And at first I thought, what are her emails even about? Like, are they talking about this? Or are they talking about something else? I mean, now I'm guessing it was about this. Because this is obviously, like, such a fucking truth bomb. But, you know, Trump has been president for 3+ years now, going on 4. And not once has he mentioned or tried to bring light to this topic of Pizzagate or what's going on behind the scenes. So, you can't really trust anyone in all of this. Not the news networks on the right or the left. I'm just going to end the podcast here because I could go on. And it's now 5:11 a.m. So yeah, if you want to watch this documentary, try to look for it. It's probably on outofshadows.org is homepage. So see if it's there. And I highly suggest you also watch An Open Secret if you can find it online also. But the trailer is on YouTube, so check it out. And leave a review, a comment of some sort on Apple Podcasts. I would love to hear your opinion on this because I really need to see a response to this particular drama, the gate of some sort, Pizzagate. I mean, Pizzagate was the original, one of the original scandals that I can remember that had the word gate in it. And ever since then, it's been, you know, renewed with some sort of other scandal, but Pizzagate definitely has always been the one that I've recalled throughout the years. I hope you're all doing well with the virus and have been safe. And hopefully I'm stuttering so much. It's so fucking irritating. I hope that you have all listened through the podcast in its entirety, and I will see you all in my next episode. I hope that you all are having a good day or night. And yeah, see you on the next one. Bye, everyone.